Good evening and welcome to Left, Right and Center with me, Sanket Upadhyay. Two stories we are tracking in the 60-minute edition. Story number one, what's really the fuss? What is the fuss over Jashn-e-Rivaaz? If somebody wants to celebrate Diwali and the expression is in Urdu, so in just a moment we can get you a person who wrote the entire Ramcharitmanas or the script for the Ramlila in Urdu. How does language, or what does language have to do with celebrating festivals? You can celebrate a festival in many different languages. So that is why, because there was a fuss over Jashn-e-Rivaaz, we ask, is this a fuss unnecessary over Jashn-e-Rivaaz? Fab India has pulled out that entire advertisement. And not just this, Zomato again in the news, and we'll get you that through the course of this broadcast. How a person, an associate, was pulled up, asked to resign, and then eventually the owner of Zomato stepped in and said that, you know, we have to be sensitive towards such people. They may have made a mistake, but they will learn. So that debate is going to come up in just a short moment from now. In about 25 minutes from now, we'll get you our second debate on the Congress's big push for women power in Uttar Pradesh, the state where the Congress had its first woman chief minister, Sucheta Kriplani. After all these years, the Congress has been reduced to 7 MLAs in 2017 in UP. Priyanka Gandhi now wants to change all of that and get women to be in the driver's seat, get more control. But will this be the Congress party's national strategy? You see, it's not just UP where there are elections. There are elections in Punjab, there are elections in Uttarakhand, in Goa, in Manipur. There you don't have such a similar strategy of the Congress party. Or will that be the position of the Congress in 2024? That first step has been taken. It's a huge step, a moment of great celebration. And we'll also get you facts and figures to show you that this took its while coming. While we do celebrate women prime ministers and, you know, women chief ministers in this country, the actual representation is very, very low. In the latest Lok Sabha, only 14% representation of women, which is, by the way, the highest since independence. 14% representation of the 50% in this country. Still a lot to be achieved politically. But before we move any further, it wasn't just Fab India that's done a flip-flop. There's Zomato as well, which has reinstated a sacked employee after an outcry on social media. Let's get you the story of Fab India first. What happened to them, and was this a fuss unnecessary?
On October 9th, Fab India tweeted this, a promo for a line of clothing for the Festival of Lights called Jashn-e-Rivaaz, or clothing for traditional celebration. But it has been forced to take down the campaign after the latest instance of high-level bigotry. BJP leaders came down hard on one of the biggest Made in India brands, claiming it's an attempt to Muslimize a Hindu festival. BJP's youth wing head and MP Tejasvi Surya complained about the abrahamization of Hindu festivals. While C.T. Ravi, BJP's National General Secretary, urged people to find a different outlet. While the BJP's Kapil Mishra tweeted, "Time to boycott Fab India, they don't deserve our money." Soon, boycott Fab India was trending on Twitter. Fab India did not respond officially. It was, however, conveyed to NDTV that Jashn-e-Rivaaz was not meant to be Fab India's Diwali collection and that a campaign with the name Jhil Mil Si Diwali will soon be announced. Many called out the attacks on Fab India on Twitter.
I'm a regular Fab India customer, and what I feel about the recent issue of trolling is that it doesn't really matter what the name is. The intention matters, and I think the brand had a good intention of mixing cultures. So it should be taken in a positive manner rather than be trolled upon.
It's basically a good thing that even the Urdus, I mean the Muslims, are also celebrating with us. So it's actually a good thing that they're doing. That's extremely shameful, and you know, it's very disheartening to see such things that people troll over such petty issues.
Jiske paas faltu time hai, these are the people who keep doing such things. I mean, how does it matter what the name of the collection is? Look at the collection. If it's good, you buy. Otherwise, you don't.
The controversy comes almost exactly a year after Tanishq, a popular jewelry brand owned by the Tatas, was abused for their campaign featuring an interfaith baby shower. Tanishq had been forced to apologize for allegedly promoting love jihad, but they said it was for the safety of their staff. With Manu Nair in Delhi, Sonakshi Chakravarti, NDTV.
And as we told you, it's not just Fab India that's done a flip-flop. Zomato has reinstated a sacked employee after an outcry on social media. Zomato today sacked an agent after a customer from Tamil Nadu said that he was told to learn Hindi when he sought a refund. Hours later, the food delivery app's founder tweeted that the employee had been reinstated and that the level of tolerance and chill needs to be much higher in this country. Zomato founder Dipinder Goyal added, "Tamil Nadu, we love you." He's been doing a lot of these things of late. Let me now introduce our guest this evening. Whether this is actually a misadventure on the part of Fab India or this is a political adventure, which obviously benefits a sort of political belief, I have with me and would like to welcome the very famous Saloni Gaur, also known as Nazma Api. Welcome, Saloni. You feel strongly about issues and... of course, you've got your Miss Funny Bones also. Let's see what you have in store today for this situation. Very awkward one at that. We also have Devjani Bhattacharya, member of the BJP. PKD Nambia, political analyst who supports the BJP. And Ankit Makhija, he's actually done an Urdu version of Ramayan, which is lighting up the stage in Faridabad. Urdu version of the Ramayan. Now people will come out and say, why Ramayan in Urdu? This is also that complicated word that Tejaswi Surya used, the meaning of which I do not know. Mr. PKD Nambiar, let me start by asking you this. Now, is Mr. Makhija, who has done an Urdu version of Ramayan, is he also guilty? Is he also trying to appropriate a Hindu festival or a Hindu custom?
Let me ask you, Sanket, so, why only Hindu festivals? Whenever there is, if you really look at the, from the last couple of years, how the things are turning out, during the Diwali, padaka nahi jalana hai. Holi ke time pe rang karne se aapka shahid ka kharab ho sakta hai. There can be even an allergy issue. Series of problems, if you really look at it one after another, every time Hindu gods and goddesses are being a part of a mockery. The overall Hindu mythology is being treated more of like a comic versions. Anybody at any point of time can get up and start making a mockery of the Hindu belief system, God and goddesses. The name of Deepavali, which we all know, Diwali or Deepavali, which we all have been heard of from the ever since we all know each other. It may have a history of maybe 5,000 or 10,000 years. We don't even know. If I start calling Sanket now in Malayalam mein Sanket ka meaning kya hai, soch kar I am a Malayali. So I will start calling you not by Sanket, by something else. I think this is a clean, clear cut of propaganda.
What do they call me in Malayalam? I'm really curious. I wouldn't mind, Mr. Nambiar. I really wouldn't.
I really wouldn't mind. That is perfectly fine. But then I may not be able to explain you that right now. But then the bottom line is simple. That
the bottom line is this. I have heard you right now, Mr. Nambiar. It appears to me that as if Mr. Nambiar is going on and on a rant. This is your angst and rant.
I ask you a counter question. I want Sanket to give me an example of another religion. He's been treated like this.
No,
even in an advertisement.
Why don't you tell me one example of an advertisement which has been published in the last
30 years about another religion? Something like this, you will not. Brands have nothing. I run an advertising and marketing agency for several years, a decently successful one. The brands have nothing to do with pluralism. They are a commercial organization. They can do their business by, they are there to sell their product. There are thousands
Diwali time, everybody sells
soft
products.
Target. Hinduism and Hindus are soft targets. Sanket, you
not
accept it or
target.
Not,
I think
you can put so many adjectives to it. That
and
the truth
you're not
is
being
that
able to explain logically
hai,
why you
hai.
Feel this way. You just have this angst, kuch bura ho raha hai hamare saath. I don't know what
bura hai. Isme koi doubt nahi hai. I can give you hundreds of examples one by one. I can give you hundreds of examples one by one how this.
Okay,
how
I'll come back to you. This pataka thing comes year after year, and I'm aware of it.
Why only pataka? There are so many other festivals.
But the point is, you know, pollution is very.
One moment. Sanskrit mein bulana shuru karte. Sanskrit mein Christmas ka naam aap Sanskrit mein.
Haan, to aap bulaiye na. In India, it's called bada din.
Main nahi bolunga. Aap bataiye na.
Indians call it bada din.
आप बताओ ना मोहम्मद नबी को आप एक काम करो और कुछ नाम बता करके बताइए और किसी चीज को
यार,
किसी नाम से बताइए.
Who's stopping
when you? We say this you call ourselves as a fundamentalist the people who
again,
don't understand
again angst.
They are all like
Mr. Nambiar, this is your this will qualify as your angst.
But that is not the truth.
It will not qualify as fact. It will qualify as Mr. Nambiar's angst ki main gussa hu, main root gaya hu, mujhe acha nahi lag raha. That's all.
No, actually, it is a
it
truth.
Does not,
I mean,
it
Sanket,
does not qualify or quantify
lagta.
Into anything
reason
else.
Being, Devjani wants to come in. On your own channel,
one
we
more.
Did a show on one of the TV serial wherein Shiv Bhagavan ko aap dikhate huye. Then you asked me a question. Mr. Nambiar, I also saw the entire series. I could not see the Trishul. Maine bola the first, the series was starting with the Trishul. Why Trishul?
Mr. Nambiar, if there is a problem, I am not saying that everything
else.
Is a fuss.
Something else, I will
Devjani,
be
I want to come
then
to you now.
Well,
one more, Mr. Nambiar. You've got a lot
pluralism,
of uninterrupted time. Now
but
for now, time for others.
Religion,
Devjani, my question is, Mr.
Nambiar,
one moment.
I have an issue.
One moment. Yes, Devjani. My question is that if there are individual instances or specific instances where something has been done, there has been a case of misadventure, and I do not deny it, then you call that out. But to read this as some large conspiracy of which even Fab India, Zomato, everybody is a part of this grand controversy, where is Fab India selling its products? In India.
I tell you, Sanket, there would have been no problems in Jashne Rivaz. As Fab India has said that it is not their Diwali collection. That's something they have said. I agree. But had this been a like promotion for Diwali, then Jashne Rivaz is wrong. Because Diwali is not Jashne Rivaz. It is Jashne Lakshmi Puja. It is Jashne Dipavali. Had it been said like that, see, all our festivities are, the festive occasions are the byproducts. The root is the religious practice. You know, Deepavali is Lakshmi Puja. What is
yes,
Deepavali?
But what is Lakshmi Puja? It is a custom.
Sanket, let me.
It is a custom. And what does custom mean in Urdu? Rivaz.
Let me complete.
Yes.
Lord Ram returns to Ayodhya. And then the Ayodhya city lights up. And then in Bengal on the same day, we do Kali Puja. See, these pujas, what does the word secular mean? The word secular means non-religious. But all our pujas are religion. You know, Jashne religion. It is Jashne Lakshmi Puja. Then nothing would have been, no problem.
Devjani, you know, it's a commercial brand. It is trying to sell some kurtas on the occasion of Diwali.
Trying to teach us secularism, you know, and pluralism.
My point is, if we are now going to blame every business house.
I'm wearing a kurta of Fab India. I'm wearing a Fab India kurta.
Yeah, I'm also wearing Fab India. Jacket as well as kurta.
I come to the commerce part of it. How much Fab India is gaining out of creating this controversy, they have to, you know, do an analytics on that. They have to compare it with previous years.
Okay. Now, whether this is some grand plan or whether this is some grand plan to malign the Hindu religion, or is this just a case where a product is trying to sell... A brand is trying to sell its product, and that has not appealed to a few people. They've taken back their ad. But I ask my question, is this an unnecessary fuss? Okay, Saloni God, I want to come to you now. Ms. God. Yes, Ms. Bhattacharya, I heard you.
It's religious programs. Religion cannot be secularized. Secular is non-religious, but Lakshmi Puja is religion. Don't try to secularize. Don't try to play with fire at all. That's my point.
Okay, fine. But I hope by this logic, Muslims or people from other faiths also have the right to celebrate Diwali.
Celebrate as Jashne Diwali, as Jashne Lakshmi Puja,
okay.
Not Jashne Rivaz.
Okay, Saloni. Saloni, what comes to your mind? Okay, understood.
It comes later. You should be
Devjani, understood.
Yes, and that's it.
समझ गए. ओके सलोनी गौड़, हाउ डू यू लुक एट दिस कंट्रोवर्सी, व्हाट कम्स टू योर माइंड?
दिस इज एक्चुअली वेरी फनी. आई मीन इफ यू लुक एट इट, लास्ट ईयर आई डोंट नो व्हेन डिड द फैब इंडिया रिलीज देयर कलेक्शन, आई डोंट नो, बट दिस ईयर एवरीबॉडी नोज. आई थिंक दे शुड इंक्रीज द पे ऑफ देयर ब्रांड मैनेजर. लाइक आई हैव सीन, अभी अमिताभ बच्चन वाला कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी हुआ था फॉर सम पान मसाला ब्रांड. सो आई फील लाइक नाउ दीज ब्रांड्स ऑल्सो नो दैट दे विल डू समथिंग, लाइक यू नो, अगर वो थोड़ा सा उर्दू का टच उसमें डाल दे या कुछ भी ऐसा कर दे तो वो बॉयकॉट वाला ट्रेंड तो होगा ही, एंड एवरीबॉडी विल स्टार्ट टू नो कि हाँ ठीक है ये कलेक्शन भी आया, तो एक तो ये चीज भी है. बट आई फील लाइक माई जनरेशन, वी यूज उर्दू टू लुक कूल. दे मस्ट हैव इवन, उन्होंने सोचा भी नहीं हुआ कि यू नो हम जश्न रिवाज से दिवाली के कलेक्शन को लॉन्च करेंगे, ये कह के उनके दिमाग में इतना कुछ आया भी नहीं होगा. उन्हें कूल लगा होगा, उन्हें सोचा कि हाँ जश्न रिवाज ओ साउंड कूल, लेट्स डू दिस. बट वी टेक एवरीथिंग सो सीरियसली कि हाँ ठीक है, अभी जैसा बाकी सब भी बोल रहे थे अभी, लेकिन अभी जैसे जैसे दिवाली के हम नजदीक आएंगे तो एक वो वाली लाइन भी आती ना कि दीपावली में अली है और ईद में भी वो आता है वर्ड, तो ये एक वो भी बना देंगे, रमजान में राम आता है,
दिवाली में अली, रमजान, yes.
तो एक वो वाली चीज भी आ जाएगी. दोनों साइड से लोगों को कूल बनना होता है, तो
By the way, you know, Saloni, Fab India is being beaten up from both the sides, because there are those people who are like, you know, believe in a pure form of Urdu. They say Jashn-e-Rivaaz makes no sense. It is bad Urdu also.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
This should
to
be
sell kurta to Mr. Nambiar, but got beaten up by Mr. Nambiar also, and are getting beaten up by those who love Urdu.
If it's wrong Urdu, they should get boycotted.
I know the brand very well. I know the people very well, even at the hem of affairs. I'll tell you, I don't know whether whomsoever has...
One moment, I have to go to Ankit mistake. Also, then Mr. Nambiar, I'll come back to you. One moment, I'll come back to you. Ankit. See, the point that is being made by both Devjani as well as Mr. Nambiar, Mr. Ankit, is that don't try to secularize religion. Religion is religion, right? Now, by that logic, you would never be able to have an Urdu version of Ramayana. By that logic, there will never be any version of anything. Everything will be assembly line.
So what I feel is, I truly do not believe in secular and communal. What I believe is a religion which is really helping to get happiness and peace in the life towards humanity is a true religion, be it this religion or that religion. This is number one. Now coming back to the Urdu as a language, it does not belong to any community. It is belong to a life, you know. We as a Punjabis, as a Hindus, who being, you know, my ancestors born and brought up in Pakistan, has come from Pakistan during the partition time, has lived in India, has made this country proud, has based their country India as their citizen, you know, and been, you know, left the world in India only, and given us all the opportunity to develop ourselves, you know, given us everything, all the sanskars, all the cultures based in India, doesn't mean that we can't use Urdu. And these Urdu which you have been explaining that in Ramayana we have used Urdu, these Urdu language has been come from Pakistan, you know, where our ancestors were being participating Ram Lila there only, you know, and has been Hindu, has come here, continued this legacy, and now as a, you know, their generations, we are doing it right now. So we are not taking this as, you know, communal or secular. There are people from different community participating along with us, you know, despite being having any differences, despite being having what is going around in the world.
So do you think that you also fit in that same category where people will take exception and objection to what you are doing?
Sir, I believe in facts. I do not believe in objections and exceptions, sir. I believe in facts. I believe in opinion. And I believe in perception. This world belongs to perceptions. This world belongs to opinion. We four of us are sitting here for the debate. We all four have a different opinion. But what matters is, are we really leading our life towards humanity or not?
Okay. Devjani wanted to come in and then Mr. Nambiar.
Yeah, I just have only one objection about what Mr. Ankit said. How could the opposite of secular be communal? The opposite word, the antonym of secular is religious. Why is he very constantly creating this perception that the opposite to secular is communal? No, not at all. Secular means non-religious.
Never, I have never said it's opposite.
Urdu is
I
language.
Have kept it aside. Secular and communal, I have kept it aside. I have never used it opposite.
Urdu did
this misconception
Urdu
from your side then.
During Mughal rule, not in Pakistan. Where was Pakistan at that time? Pakistan was never born before 1947. So Urdu is also an Indian language.
No, my point is, can it not be seen as an expression in a language? By the way, even before independence, and I know this because of the conversations with various people, there was no differentiation between Hindi and Urdu. All of it was
there
called
was
Hindustani.
There was difference.
The language was called Hindustani. And it had words.
Absolutely.
Even now, in a major portion of Uttar Pradesh, if people speak Hindi, they will unwittingly speak a lot of words from Urdu. Many yes. people will speak Urdu, which will have a lot of Hindi. So what Mr. Nambiar, you are proposing is that there should be a very unnatural separation of these two languages in the name of
not
religion,
a,
or in the name
see,
of
what
why should
of
that
the,
happen?
The,
what you're proposing
what
is unnatural.
What Saloni said making it cool. What Saloni said is making it cool. What Ankit said, that is, it's all about perception. Cool is good. Cool is one perception. And making the perception is what the brands do every day from morning to evening. In fact, I am into a profession of creating perception. But the problem is that a commercial brand have no business to get into a religious thought process even. They are there to make whatever they make. Let them go and sell it
no,
in the market.
What does that
they
mean, Mr. Nambiar? You tell me then what should Fab India do? Shut down during Diwali?
Excuse
of
me,
course,
what is the requirement?
I mean,
why
globally, Christmas is a
Deepavali?
Huge... There is
why
huge commerce
use,
around
why can't
Christmas.
They use the word Deepavali, Sanket? I have an objection what you're saying today. Why can't they use the word Deepavali? Deepavali is Deepavali. You go to... In north of India, if you call it Diwali, in south of India, we call it Deepavali.
Yeah,
so
it
why
is Deepavali.
Not Deepavali? Deepavali, why should you... Are you calling me by Nambiar? I'm calling you by Sanket. That's it. There is a name which has been... We don't even know when it has come in. It is there from the last... 5 years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years.
You
know,
by extension, I feel that very soon Mr. Nambiar will say, why are you saying India? Say Bharat. Don't say anything else. You know, there has to be logic in what you're saying, Mr. Nambiar.
I am only saying that.
Logic, please.
We can go on and on that. Only thing is that there is no business by a commercial organization to get
into. I'm just saying that right now, you know, Saloni.
Saloni,
do you feel that politicians
anybody,
as well as
the
people
Hindus
have become
country,
very sentient?
The Hindus in this universe do not
exactly. And listening to everything they are saying, I am just wondering how do you not burst out laughing every day? Fab India should be boycotted only because they are very, very unaffordable. During festive seasons, they don't give discounts. They should be boycotted for that. And also, if they have used wrong Urdu, I'm not someone who knows Urdu very much. So yeah, for these two things, they should get boycotted, but not for that.
No, but then Nazma Api speaks a lot of Urdu, no? She
yeah,
would have how would she have responded to this crisis? I agree. I mean, come on, why are we getting so emotional and touchy and, you know, about this? There is a brand which wants to sell some kurtas and jackets on Diwali, came up with a campaign. You guys shouted them down. Now they will revisit their campaign.
In the name of some
Sanket,
other
I just
religion.
Want to add one thing.
I wanted to have some other religion to be used for such kind of a stuff. Then we will see that how kisi ka haath kat jayega, kisi ka gardan ke upar nahi hoga. Naam bhi aap ulta leke dikha do mujhe. Ab Shri Ram ko aur Shiv, Bhagawan ka, Brahma, Vishnu, Shivu, sabka aapne naam kuch bhi bol sakte.
No, thankfully, Mr. Nambiar.
Why not take another name of another religion of aap ek baar to lekar to dikhao na mujhe, himmat ho to dikhao.
Okay, nahin, I don't know what himmat and all because
ek
baar
aapka himmat hoga to aap likke dikhao.
Mr. Nambiar, I don't make kurtas, I don't sell them.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm not a brand.
I don't use it. Same comic should be applied to another religious god.
Okay.
Tell me if you have... If you can, then I will go by whatever you say.
Okay, one moment.
Otherwise,
before
I'm
we proceed.
Sorry. It should be
yes, before we proceed,
all,
quick comments
all.
On the Koo app. I'm going to end with Saloni, but quick comments on the Koo app where Veer says, the brand is loved by its customers and should not have withdrawn the advertisement in anyone's pressure. Shreya Singh also says, does the name really matter to Fab India customers? So these are the comments that have come on the Koo app on this discussion. Yes, Saloni, what would Nazma Api have said?
आई डोंट नो, अगर संकेत अगर नजमा आपी ने इस वक्त कुछ बोला होता तो वो भी बॉयकॉट हो गई होती साथ में डेफिनेटली. ये तो मुझे पता है क्योंकि जब मैं करती हूँ वो कैरेक्टर तब लोग मेरे ऊपर ही आ जाते हैं.
हाँ.
तो दोनों साइड पर ही है ना ये लोग तो ऐसा. ये तो है.
आप कहीं भी कुछ भी लैंग्वेज यूज़ करो. फैब इंडिया, हाउ मेनी फैब इंडिया कुर्तास डू यू हैव मिस्टर नाम?
आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग. सी आई सेड दैट
हाउ मेनी फैब इंडिया कुर्तास डू यू हैव?
फैब इंडिया इज वन ऑफ द फाइनेस्ट ब्रांड इन इंडियन ब्रांड. And Fab India, for your information, not in India, it's pure, only just in India. It is there across the world.
Also, this is not a, I mean, Africa, we are US, not in the business of,
it's a fine brand,
of PR publicity very, for Fab India. As Nazma Api said, Saloni said,
India, you know that?
Extremely overpriced.
Exactly. Also, yes. There is this.
So that's the criticism for you, Fab India. You must know this is not a PR platform for you. Just in case you think NDTV is doing you some great favor. No.
Or the people or the hem of affairs who have approved this advertisement okay. is completely dead.
Okay,
bad.
Thank you very much. I've run out of time. No, I have to start my second discussion also. Thank you very much, all of you all. Let's now move to discussion number two. The Congress's big women power for the state of Uttar Pradesh, but can this be taken national? Can it become national? Will it go to other or transcend the boundaries of Uttar Pradesh and go to Uttarakhand or any other state? Let's quickly take a look at this presentation.
Big move by the Congress in poll-bound Uttar Pradesh, in a state where caste politics is the norm. The Congress shifted gears and launched its big push to women candidates, announcing that it will reserve 40% of seats for women in UP. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, the Congress General Secretary in charge of the state, said this decision was to show that women too can fight the electoral battle as she launched the party's new slogan, Ladi Hoon, Lad Sakti Hoon.
हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले विधानसभा चुनाव में उत्तर प्रदेश में कांग्रेस पार्टी 40% टिकट महिलाओं को देगी.
Asked what the motive behind this move is, she says,
मुख्य सोच ये है कि जो महिला है वो एकजुट होकर एक फोर्स नहीं बन रही है, उसको भी जातियों में धर्मों में बांटा जा रहा है. अगर हम समझेंगे नहीं कि हमें एकजुट कर होकर ये संघर्ष करना है, तब तक हमारे समाज में, हमारे देश में, हमारी राजनीति में बदलाव नहीं आ सकता है.
On the day of the Congress's big maneuver, the BJP elevated former governor of Uttarakhand, Baby Rani Maurya, back into active politics in an attempt to trump Mayawati's control over the Jatav vote bank. Ms. Maurya also added Jatav to her name, firmly entrenched in the caste-driven calculations of the BJP.
ये सब आजकल आप देख ही रहे हैं कि सब अपनी अपनी जातियां लिखते हैं. तो मुझे अगर उत्तर प्रदेश में उतारा है तो मुझे भी बताना पड़ेगा ना कि मैं जाटव हूँ.
Other opposition parties greeted this move with skepticism. BSP Supremo Mayawati tweeted and called it a political drama.
देखिए मैं तो कांग्रेस से यही पूछना चाहूंगी कि आपने जितने राज्यों में शासन किया है आज तक महिलाओं के लिए उन राज्यों में क्या कर दिया आपने? जब कांग्रेस शासित राज्यों में महिलाएं प्रमाण देखेंगी ये तभी महिलाओं का भरोसा उन पे बनेगा.
Of the 403 Vidhan Sabha seats, the Congress has just 7 MLAs. For Congress, this could be a smart gamble. The question is, can gender equilibrium earn political dividends, or will the state continue to be dominated by the caste calculus?
Congress, which is seen as a marginal player in UP, has played its card to woo the women voters in the state. With this announcement, it's also now clear that the grand old party will go all alone for the assembly elections next year without any major alliance. With camera person Gauri Prasad, this is Arvind Gunasekar for NDTV.
At this moment, I would like to welcome Ms. Sushmita Dev, Rajya Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress. We also have Nahid Lari Khan, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party, and Lalita Kumaramangalam, member of the BJP. In just a short moment, we'll have Ami Ben Yagnik, spokesperson and MP of the Congress Party. And Sujata Pandey is also with us, political analyst, supports the BJP. Thank you very much. We'll first begin with you, Sushmita Ji. You know, this took its time coming. Yes, in this country, we've got a woman prime minister, many women chief ministers. This 2019 saw record women MPs also. But their total contribution or their total quantity is only 14% 1-4. So even now, a lot needs to be done. So do you feel that this is, yes, a welcome step, but too little, too late?
You see, there is no denying that the representation of women in the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha and the assemblies are dismal in this country after so many years of independence. Number two, it is crystal clear that while everybody wants, many parties are batting for the reservation bill, very few parties have given reservation within the party. There's nothing stopping a political party from giving more and more women tickets. For instance, Mamata Banerjee has given 40% of the Lok Sabha seats, 42 seats. She's given 17 women tickets, out of which 12 have won and they're sitting in the Lok Sabha. So now the question is, while everybody wants a women's reservation bill, which are the parties who are actually giving more and more women tickets? While Mamata Di tops that list, we've also seen that Naveen Patnaik has done it in Odisha in his party. So this is not history for the first time in UP. This has happened in other states. But yes, we also have to accept that while these parties are putting up more women to contest, it does not resolve the problem of reservation inside the parliament.
Mm.
Because if you don't reserve a seat, Sanket, so let's say Mamata Banerjee gives a woman, but Priyanka Gandhi ji gives a man, or Narendra Modi ji gives a man, then if the man wins and the woman loses, a man goes to parliament. But if it's a reserved seat, every party will pitch a woman.
So ultimately,
whoever wins,
a woman will go
goes to parliament.
Yes, I think that's an important point.
So what I'm saying is, we need more representation of women at two levels.
Mm.
One is internally, the party must give more and more women tickets. Oh. And number two, there is a legislation that has to be in place that says that seats are reserved.
So then ultimately you will have, whichever party wins, more women reach the parliament or a Vidhan Sabha. Okay, Ami Ben Yagnik, you know, to that point now, the thing is that this experiment or this initiative that the Congress has taken, it has done it in a state where you have only 7 MLAs. So many would argue here you in any case had nothing to lose. That's why you've gone for this big gamble. In other states where there is realpolitik, there the Congress party has not taken this decision. For instance, a Punjab, an Uttarakhand, a Goa, a Manipur. Why not a similar decision for each and every state?
See, Priyanka ji is the General Secretary of Uttar Pradesh, and we have seen the manner in which incidents have taken place in Uttar Pradesh. We have been on debates, we have seen the horrific incidents, and we have debated and debated and debated. There is no justice coming forth. Maybe in the circumstances, it is high time that women come to the fore. Women are given opportunity, and everything is about opportunity to women.
No, but then, Ms. Ami Ben Yagnik, my question is, why should women of Uttarakhand and Punjab and Goa and Manipur not get the same opportunity?
No, everyone will get
the opportunity. They are being discriminated against there also.
Yeah. No, there is no question of any discrimination. You please hear me out. We started when the 73rd and the 74th amendment came. And whoever comes after that 1990, after those amendments, or before that, no government will ever be able to equate themselves with the decision of that vision to bring women in the local government bodies. And because of that, we have so many women sarpanches, we have so many women taking decisions in the local body elections and taking part in decision making and participatory democracy. Now, this is the first step. Why you are saying that whether there are 7 MLAs or 70 MLAs, it's a positive step. And I think every woman in this country will be happy about this decision. And every woman will get an opportunity in UP to come forth and say, yes, I want to be a part of the political scenario of the state.
Okay. No, it is a welcome step. And the point that we are trying to raise is that while we have had lots of women chief ministers, Ms. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, and we've had a woman prime minister, the actual representation of women is very, very, very less. Take a look at the parliament, where even now, while we celebrated an increase of 78 MPs, The point is, this is only 14.53%. So that's the representation of the 50% population of this country. My question is, Ms. Lalita Kumaramangalam, do you feel that the Congress, that's the graph on your screen right now, you can see that in 1951, there were 5% women. In 77, that dipped to 4% in the Lok Sabha. It's only in 2019 where it is at a record high of only 14%, ladies and gentlemen, 1/4. This for a population of 50% in this country. Clearly something is wrong which needs to be fixed. Lalita Kumaramangalam, will you not admit that this is a right thing to do? What Priyanka Gandhi did, the announcement in Lucknow, was the right thing to do. Announce more representation.
Sanket, I'm very happy that she announced that they would give 40% seats to women. I hope they stick to it. As Sushmita ji pointed out before me, unless we have reservation in parliament and legislature, I'm afraid this is not going to happen. Women will be standing opposite men. And we all know that men have more social and economic clout when it comes to elections and political clout. Let's be brutally frank. We all know that promises are made before elections. I really hope she sticks to it. The other thing is that we have over 15 lakh women in the panchayats today, elected to the panchayats. And you will find that they are about roughly over 50%, 50 to 54% of women in panchayats are elected women. Unfortunately, they have been elected only after reservation came into, was implemented at the panchayat level. We must have that bill passed as soon as possible. I think across the board, regardless of party affiliation, all women in politics will agree to that. Secondly, I hope that the Congress, if they field women, they will not be Naam Ke Vaase women, but women who actually have had experience in grassroots politics. Now, we know that generally the Congress is full of both nepotism and, entitlement. And we need women who actually know the work that they're doing. I'm not saying the Congress doesn't have wonderful women in their party. They do, competent, efficient, etc. But I hope that it's not only only women who, for the sake of, as I said, Naam Ke Vaase, in namesake, that they are not.
No, but then isn't this a problem? Secondly, which plagues all political parties? Are you trying to say that BJP has no Naam Ke Vaaste candidates?
No, I am not saying, I'm not comparing any two parties. We're talking about Priyanka and her announcement since I made that statement. I already said right at the beginning that we must have that reservation bill. Otherwise, what we will find is that many people will say many things and generally perhaps even want to do it. But it is politics in India, not just India, all over the world, let's be frank, is an extraordinarily patriarchal field. And you will find that, despite all the efforts of certain people who may mean very well, regardless of their political affiliation, in actuality, when it comes to implementation, as you said, in the states where the Congress rules or in the states where other parties rule, are we actually, and I'm saying we, not them or us, are we actually giving seats to women and supporting them?
Yeah, but then, will these questions not be asked of the BJP or other political parties as well?
They should be.
While we'll ask this question of the Congress, but what about the others?
One second, just one point. Can I make one quick last point?
Yeah.
Just giving a seat is not enough to make sure that women come into the legislature or parliament. You have to make sure that they have the money, that they have access to grassroots workers.
No, that's what Sushmita Dev said.
That they are trained, all of that.
That everybody must field women candidates. So ultimately,
exactly,
a woman
everybody
reaches
must
that high office.
Exactly.
Okay,
Sabha Naqvi,
I want to come
bill
to you now. Yes, Sabha Naqvi, I want to come to you now. You see, the reason why this has been done, it's a political calculation. See, only in politics, it's only twice, or in life actually, it's in two scenarios where you go for, all out, all in, the complete risk. One, when you have everything with you. And then you fear, then you think that I can absorb this risk. Or two, when you have nothing with you and you have nothing more to do, so then you take the risk. So as far as Congress is concerned, in Uttar Pradesh, they've taken this risk because they have nothing more to lose. I mean, how low will you go beyond 7 MLAs, right, in UP?
So,
but they have done this to trump caste politics. That's the word that was used. That we want to provide an alternative, a new sort of politics to trump caste politics. You think that can happen?
So, first of all, I think there was an example of a party which succeeded, which gave a lot of women seats, which was Mamata Banerjee.
Yes.
She appealed to women voters in Bengal. Let's not forget that. We have an example of a woman politician doing extremely well with outreach to women voters. And she has lots of women, including Sushmita Dev is now there, having left the Congress. So that has succeeded. As far as the Congress in Uttar Pradesh is concerned, yeah, there is a. I agree with you. We have to support her attempt to do it, but they really have really very little in the game, as far as I see, unless this is an attempt to get skin in the game. But the problem here is, even the women who will be given the tickets, I'm sure she'll stick to her word. I think she will give 40% or whatever. They will be. It will be done on the basis of caste. Let's be honest. There is no politics in UP. Anywhere, for that matter, in most places.
So you're saying there'll be women candidates, but selected on the basis of caste calculations.
And or there'll be wives and sisters. That we've also seen that in the panchayat, right? You have women candidates who are dummy for the men in the reserve seats. Yet, we have to support this. And I think the place where we have an example of women power is Bengal, actually. It's not just that the leader is a woman. The leader gives a lot of seats to women. And she has succeeded, and her election outreach was very much, she was very popular with women voters, even more so than with men.
Hmm.
So it can work. So we have a very successful example.
So we have a model to emulate, which can be done in other states as well.
We have a model, and I'm sure that has weighed on the Congress thinking also,
okay,
how to rebuild. But the problem is SP, and I mean, even UP has Mayawati, let's not forget that, except that we all know that she's not a big player right now. It is BJP versus SP. SP is as masculine as they come. Just now I heard Lalita ji saying that, we don't want women to be proxies. Honestly, in the BJP, every other man is a proxy for the big man. So, you know, proxies, we can have a different argument on proxies.
I'll give you a right to reply, Lalita ji. Don't worry.
that's also there. I mean,
okay.
You know.
Nahid Lari Khan, I want to come to you now. Yes. Ms. Khan, you see, the point is, do you or do you not think, whether they'll be successful or not, do you or do you not think that the Congress party has at least started a very important dialogue, a very important, something that should have happened long, long ago? You can accuse them of not doing it in the past, or other political parties letting the political compunctions weigh in, whether they'll do it in other states or not. Whatever be the reason, it has been at least announced. Does that put you in under pressure?
No. Sanket ji, see, first thing I'd like to say that I agree that there should be more women representation in assembly as well as in parliament. But now, since we're talking about Priyanka ji today, I heard her PC. In her PC, Priyanka ji accepted that the women candidates, they're going to make them contest the elections. She accepted that maybe they don't win this time, but they will win next time. So when she accepted that they will not win this time, so my question to Congress is that who are they trying to, you know, benefit by fielding such candidates who they know they are not going to win? You're getting it? That you want to win Congress? Congress wants to win such candidates who field karke, jinke bare mein aapko maloom hai that they're not going to win. One thing. Second thing that Priyanka ji, just few days back, I read in newspaper that Honorable Supreme Court, Honorable CGI, he mentioned that women...
audio. Ms. Khan, I think we lost your audio connection. We're not being able to hear you. So we're going to come back to you. In the meanwhile, Sujata Pandey, you see... okay, we seem to have lost Sujata Pandey as well. So we'll go back.
Sanket.
We'll go to these two in just a short moment. Yes. Ms. Sushmita Dev, see, the point is that there are a lot of women. In fact, every political party, let's have Ms. Dev on the screen, please. The point is that many political parties, or all political parties, say that, yes, we must give a lot of women representation. Everybody says that. It's a nice thing to say. Don't you agree? See, it's like saying we must all eat salad. We should all eat healthy. But then obviously there will be this temptation to go for that hamburger or go for that chicken curry immediately. That's politics for you. So winnability, caste, right? All the money, muscle power, everything will come into play. Yeah. And then this nice thing that people keep saying, this goes on the back burner.
Yeah.
that women must get more representation. The winnability of women, how do you ensure this?
You see, winnability is a criteria for every party, right? So out of 42 Lok Sabha seats, Mamata Di gave 17 women tickets, that's 40%, and eventually 12 won and went to the parliament. So making a women candidate win is partly the responsibility of the candidate and also of the leaders. Mm. But you see, there's going to be a challenge in UP, Sanket, which is a bigger question. One is every woman may turn around and ask Priyanka Gandhi ji that are you going to lead by example, and no matter how tough UP is, are you going to stand yourself? You see, that question did come from the media, number one. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm telling you, naturally, the questions will come up. Mm. Number two, every time you've seen Priyanka ji go to the ground in Uttar Pradesh, either she's been arrested, she was blocked in Sonbhadra, she was blocked in Sitapur. So what is the message? If Priyanka Gandhi ji can be put away in a room without an arrest warrant, without any procedures being followed, can the Congress party protect the women they're giving candidate tickets to? These are questions that
that doesn't stop them from their right to field these candidates. So talk about it.
You must now.
Yes, I'm going to come back to you. I think Sujata Pandey is now back with us. Let me quickly ask her a question. She is the one who has not spoken. Sujata Pandey,
you look at study.
Yeah, I'll come back to you, Sujata Pandey. Do you think that this is at least a step in the right direction? We can discuss the problems, challenges, all those things, but at least take this in the right direction. Everybody, it's every political party's responsibility.
Of course it is. I mean, being a woman, how can I say no? You know, with the woman reservation bill has been pending over a decade, and Congress and the, you know, it's still pending, for first of all. But then, you know, if it'd be better if the only, it was not just a political stunt, it must be said in action, you know. And why I say this is a political stunt, Sanket, is look at the UPCC itself, where she's sitting. 43 members, only 3 women. Look at the core committee of Congress, 4 women, including Sonia Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi. None of the state presidents, except one, are women. You know, go to the other places. You have no Punjab, only two ministers of women. Chhattisgarh, only one. Then you have Rajasthan, only 2. What are we talking?
No, but this is very selective, Ms. Pandey. I mean, if the Congress will come around and say they will punch holes in your,
you have to walk the talk. You have to first walk.
Yeah,
the talk,
and then because, likewise.
Because this is why Sushita Dev, she's sitting. She's a signing example of Congress giving example, importance to women. She was such a fierce leader. She was let go. Don't forget Latika Subhash, who had to shave her head because she was not given enough representation. Okay. Do not forget even Priyanka Chaturvedi.
Very quickly, really short on time, but Nahid Lari Khan got cut off. So we'll have to give her time. Nahid Lari Khan,
you are not even in the top 5.
Yes, okay, Ms. Pandey, I got your point. You're saying that commitment issues, what you're saying, walk the talk. Okay, Nahid Lari Khan, please complete. You were saying something.
I was saying just few days back, Honorable CJI's Supreme Court was very vocal, and he said that women in judiciary should, you know, raise their voice for 50% reservation in judiciary. Now, although no women till now has raised their voice, but maybe Priyanka ji just picked it up from there. Now, she's talking about 40% reservation. Now, any party which feels a candidate, irrespective of any gender, they feel the candidate to win. In Uttar Pradesh, Congress has no organization. Now, there's not going to be any miracle. 2-3 months are left. No miracle is going to take place that overnight women will turn political and they will contest elections and they will win. Besides, Honorable Priyanka Gandhi herself accepted that if this time these women, they won't win these elections, they will win next time.
But the point is whether they will win or not, whether there will be winnability or not, at least it's a start. I've run out of time. Thank you very much, ladies. Let's just hope that we have more and more of these discussions, because the time is now. It has come. It is too late already. Thank you very much for joining us on this discussion. Stopping for a short break at this moment. News and updates will continue on the other side. Stay with us.